Yes, you read the title right for this episode, The Good Stalker. And today, we're going to meet a couple of guys who kind of did that. When we meet them, they are following Jesus, and I mean that quite literally, not in the spiritual sense. They crept up on him and started following. But in reading what happens next, in the following verses, I have to say it quite literally shifted my perspective on how I think about my life. That's a big statement, I know, but hang with me there for the next 15 minutes of your time, and maybe you'll have that aha moment too. This is She Read It Herself. Hi. Hi. How are you? Oh, it's so nice to have you back. I look forward to this time together. I love this quiet time that we spend with each other, just trying to read scripture in a way that is relatable to the modern day life of a Christian woman nowadays. And honestly, this is a place for the girl who has sucked at reading her Bible. I went 20 years of my life without reading my Bible because I felt like it was boring and hard to relate to. And then something just kind of incredible happened. I took just the next right step, and you can go back to episode 1 for all of the details, and it opened up a whole new world, a whole new way that I could seek God and find out what He wants for my life. If only I had started this 20 years ago, but that's okay. We're where we are at today, no shame. It's all about just making the next right small decision. So I hope you have been having a fantastic week. My kids are on, well, let me rephrase that. 2 out of my 3 kids are on spring break this week. I am in a year where, I don't know how much of this year I'm going to remember, all 3 of my kids are in 3 different schools, and it makes me crazy. It is just an insane year to get through. Hopefully it'll be the only year where this happens. But all that to say, their spring breaks are different. So I have 2 of the 3 home while my little guy is still in school. And I don't know about you, but when the kids are home, I can have the best routine in my day. And it just all goes to heck in a handbasket. Doesn't sound as powerful when you put it that way, but you know what I mean. Just the schedule is off, so I'm feeling kind of out of sorts, but that's okay because it is what it is. I mean, what are you going to do? You can't change it. You can only laugh about it, be honest about it with other women who I guarantee you are going through something similar. So if you've been following along with these episodes, we left off in the book of John. And last episode, we talked about how John the Baptist finally meets Jesus. And it's this big magical moment where John cries out, "It's him." And the dove descends on Jesus, just like how John had been prophesying. It's one of those big moments that are really great to read about. They just sound magical, but maybe not quite as relatable for us in our life today. I mean, I don't know about you. I see a lot of doves on my bird feeder, but not necessarily descending from the heavens. This next part, however, it's actually really relatable and very simple, and we can implement it today. So don't skip over it, and let's just break down the next couple of verses. John 1:35. The next day, John was there again with 2 of his disciples. He had met Jesus the day before. Now he's back, and he brought a couple of friends with him. Verse 36, when he saw Jesus passing by, he said, "Look, the Lamb of God." 37, when the 2 disciples heard him say this, they followed Jesus. So John's there again. He brings his friends, and then they too start following Jesus. And if you keep going in verse 36, it seems like these guys were quite literally following Jesus. They were just walking behind him, kind of just creeping right on him. And I say this because in verse 38, it says, turning around, Jesus saw them following and asked, "What do you want?" I love that. Just like, hello, what do you want? Kind of like the way any of us would respond if, you know, we notice somebody is following us. But I'm sure if we broke this down into a deeper meaning, you could also say that Jesus might be asking them, what are your desires? What do you want? And do you know how they responded? I love that we can go through these verses in a very literal sense and then also look for a deeper meaning. So Jesus turns around. He's like, what do you want? And this is how they responded. They said, Rabbi, which means teacher, where are you staying? Where are you staying? Where are you going? I love it. But look at Jesus' reply, verse 39. Come, and you will see. So they went and saw where he was staying, and they spent that day with him. It was about 4 PM. They just add in that little note, probably to indicate that it was getting late in the day. So these guys, the two disciples, they're following Jesus. He turns around. He says, what do you want? They say, where are you staying? In the quite literal sense, maybe because it's getting late in the day. Where are you staying? So that we can come too. We want to know more about you. And then if we look in a little deeper, they're curious. They're seeking. We know this because they call him Rabbi, teacher. They're wanting to be taught. They are wanting to know more. I love that we can draw from such simple statements what a sense of openness and willingness and curiosity. You know, I have to wonder if Jesus asked me, what do you want? I can pretty much guarantee that my first instinct would be to rattle off a list of questions/prayer requests pretty quickly. My first instinct is often to treat God like a genie in a bottle. What do I want? I want stability in my life. I'm a single mom with 3 kids. I want to own my own home. I want to be financially secure with my children. I want my girls to be in a healed, safe mental place as they still struggle with the grief of losing their dad. My little guy who I share custody with, I want a wonderful co-parenting relationship so that he can be at peace and that I want the divorce not to, you know, screw him up. I want to travel. I want to be able to go home to Florida more, see my family. I want. That's my first instinct to rattle off if Jesus turned to me and said, what do you want, Natasha? How would you respond if right in this moment Jesus said, what do you want? I am trying to retrain my brain after reading through the book of John that instead of listing off what I want, which is basically saying, this is the way I see my life unfolding, to instead pause for a moment and instead be open and curious. What do you want for my life? What do you want for my life, God? Because I've learned the hard way that when I just focus on what I want and I make decisions to get that without consulting you, they always end up harming me. They don't end well. But when I come in a place of humility and I humble myself and I say, I turn my life over to you, what do you want for my life? What ends up happening next? So far exceeds what I could have possibly imagined for myself. So what if we tried to keep our mind simple and curious? Where are you staying? Basically, they're saying, can I know more? Can I spend some time with you? And Jesus' answer, verse 39, he says, come and you will see. He doesn't respond with, you know, the Holiday Inn 3 blocks away, he invites them to come and find out for themselves. That is one of just the beautiful parts about Christianity. I'll be totally honest, it is also one of the parts I find very frustrating, that we have this free will, that God leaves it in our laps. What we do next, he doesn't just give us the answer. He invites us to come and find out for ourselves. He invites us to learn. So do I want to learn, or do I just want the answers to what I want in my life? That's kind of what it comes down to. And listen, it is a big change as an adult, as a middle-aged woman, to switch our perspective from already knowing what we want in life to being open and curious. I want you to picture this. If you went out and you asked your friends, you asked some other women our age this question, what do you want in life? They'll probably be able to list off exactly where they see their life going next. Because by this age, we've seen a lot. We've learned a lot. And most likely already have a pretty good idea of where we see life taking us. Can you imagine if you asked your group of mom friends this question? If somebody responded with, I don't know, and I am completely content with not knowing, and instead, I'm open to seeing where life will take me. I think I would be a bit taken aback if somebody answered that way. It sounds a bit like a little woo-woo, hippy-trippy-dippy type of answer. But maybe that's exactly the way we need to be thinking. I don't know. I don't need to know. And I am excited to be curious and to find out what God has in store for me, because I have faith that whatever He has planned is going to be the most amazing thing to bless myself and my family. They called Him teacher, remember? They called Him rabbi. And they asked where He's staying. They answered a question with a question. And perhaps it was a way of saying, we don't know what we want. But can you teach us? Can we just spend some more time with you? And verse 39 continues to say, so they spent the day with Him. They started developing a relationship with Jesus. What a wonderful place to start. The very last thing that I want to add, because I promised you I was going to keep this nice and short and sweet, but the last little piece is focused on one word, stayed. It says they stayed with Him. It also could mean they remained. And as we go through the book of John, I just want you to keep it in the back of your head that we are going to see the word stay, remain, abide all over the place. It is a reoccurring theme. We see it later on in John 15, like how I was telling you about the vine and the branches, remain in me and I in you. We also saw it earlier where the Holy Spirit remained on Jesus. It's the same, it's variations of the same Greek word, and it's used over 40 times in the Gospel of John. There's your little random nugget. But I tell you this because as we leave today, what if we took away from everything we just learned that being a Christian woman isn't just about what's in our head. It isn't about what we learned at church. I mean, those are all wonderful things. But what if we focused on that Jesus is inviting us into a relationship? He's inviting us to stay. What if we could just be open with all of the worry and with all of the ways that our human tendency is to want to shape our future? What if instead we could just be open and curious, and just stay. Just remain in Him. Make the next right small step. But most importantly, remain in Him. All you have to do is stay. And don't you dare right now be singing those Taylor Swift lyrics in your head. I forbid it. Even though, disappointingly, now that is all that is stuck in my head, and that song is going to be there for the rest of the day in the back of my brain. But that's okay. Maybe, you know, God has a great sense of humor, and He'll use my least favorite Taylor Swift song to just drive home the point for the rest of the day. Listen, I'm glad we can laugh. I'm glad we can be silly, but I hope you got something out of these last few minutes and these couple of verses that we dove into today. If you did, please share it with another woman, because my goal here is to grow this little community of modern Christian women who are powerful and fierce, but who are also open and seekers and want to take our lives to the next level. Our foundation of our relationship with God, to grow it and see where it can take us. So share it with a friend. If you haven't yet, please check that follow subscribe button so you get these episodes automatically in whatever podcast app you're using and you don't miss a single one. And as always, I feel like a broken record saying this, but if you have 2 seconds to leave a positive review, that would mean a lot because that is the way that Apple will promote me to other women who search for Christian podcast on here. Okay. There's my spiel. If you want to talk to me one-on-one, please reach out to me through Instagram, Ms. Pink Monster, at MS, pink like the color, monster. And enjoy the rest of this beautiful sunny day, and I will talk to you in a couple of days. Take care, my friend. Bye.